Hello.
Hi, I was looking for Doug.
That's me.
Hey, Doug, this is Chris from Marketing. How's it going?
Oh, hey, Chris. Good to talk to
Good to talk to you. I was
you.
thrilled when I heard that Human Resources hired for your position. Sorry, I was out of town and didn't have a chance to meet you in person.
No, that's all right. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person sometime soon.
So am I. So I don't know if they told you, right? I'm going to be your boss,
Yes,
and
they did.
we are going to have a great time, my friend. Looking forward to it. So, have you met Aaron yet? He is my point person on most of the projects that come through. So, you're going to be partnered up with him on a lot of things.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Somebody mentioned him, but I haven't met him yet.
I mean, if you saw the guy, you'd be like, whoa, how often is he working out? You know, he's one of those guys.
Like he's in great shape.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what the word is for better than great. Yeah, fabulous shape. You work out?
Not as much as I'd like.
Yeah, Aaron works out a lot.
Okay,
Yeah.
cool. So I'll definitely recognize him then.
Yeah, the other day he came into my office to drop something off, and I was like, "Whoa, what is the deal with that?" I was obviously talking about his body, you know. We laughed about it, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing about Aaron, all glute work. I asked him about it. He does a lot of glute work.
Glutes meaning, I'm sorry, I'm not super familiar.
The back area of your leg. All the way up to the butt, the glute area.
Okay.
He does squats too. I guess they help firm it up.
We're still talking about Aaron, right?
Yeah, Aaron, you'll be working with him a lot.
Yeah.
I just want to give you the
Okay.
lowdown on Aaron a little bit.
Well, how is this? I'm sorry. How is that pertinent to the job?
Oh, well, it's always good to get to know your coworkers. I mean, especially when one's got a peach like that. I mean.
You know what? This is making me just a little bit uncomfortable. So maybe just if we could.
I understand. I understand. I'm talking about the guy you'll be working very closely with. He's obviously very gifted, and it's a competitive work environment, so you're probably feeling a little insecure about your own physical attributes.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's that you just called his backside a peach. This just doesn't.
Well, you know what? I was probably wrong to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, that was probably wrong. I would say more like an onion. Or one of those big apples, you know,
You know what, you can probably just stop at the fruit and vegetable stuff. I don't think any of that's appropriate.
All right. Well, hey, enough about that, okay? I don't know why you keep bringing this thing up.
Yeah, sure.
I want us to all get together to go over planning. Can we do that?
Is that separate from office time?
Well, I was thinking a pool party.
A pool
Just at
party.
yeah, just at my house. Give you a chance to meet Aaron, see him in a swimsuit. You can learn a lot about a guy from their swimsuit choice.
You know what? I just met you. This is our first conversation, and you spent the majority of the time talking about one of my coworkers' backsides, and I just don't think that's. I mean, I think it might be illegal. You're his supervisor.
Hey, and I take great pride in that, and I love supervising that guy. And I'm gonna love supervising
I mean,
you.
you can't talk like that about an employee.
That I like working with him? No, I can say that.
You're talking about his body. You're objectifying him, and now I'm scared about what's going to happen in the workplace. What is this
Well,
work environment going to be like if this is the way you are on the phone before we've even met?
I don't know why you would be scared. As long as you're getting your job done and you're doing your squats, you'll be good.
You can't say that I have to be doing squats. This is a marketing job.
That's right, and you need to look the part.
Did you just laugh when you said that? Do you think this is funny? Is this
Yeah.
some sort of new employee hazing you're doing right now? Is
No,
this a test?
it's a prank call for the radio.
What do you mean?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your wife Megan set you up. She said that you're starting a new job next week and you were nervous and she wanted me to freak you out about
I almost had a heart attack just now. I had to tell my new boss to stop sexually harassing me. I was so freaked out.
Well, hey, you wouldn't be freaked out if you saw Aaron. Have I told you about Aaron?
Yeah, I heard he has a great butt. I
Yeah, oh
cannot
yeah.
wait to meet that
The best.
guy.